This is a Travel Channel podcast.
In Santa Cruz, California, surfing is a way of life. The waves are filled with children and old-timers, men and women, beach bums, and corporate executives. Today, surfing elders are taking their children, and in some cases, their grandchildren, to the beach where they teach them to surf. Not only is surfing uniting families, it's a way for parents to share with children their passion for the sport and respect for nature. Professional surfer Peter Mell.
Yeah, my dad dragged me out there when I was about 6 years old. I don't think I enjoyed it very much my first go out, but I learned to love it. Well, I have a couple uncles that surf, besides my dad, and then I have two of my own children, which I'm sure will be the next generation of surfers also.
And many women who just years ago mostly watched from their beach towels as their boyfriends surfed now join them on the waves. Ann Bailey is the first professional female surfer sponsored by O'Neill. Today, she runs her own surf school. For Anne, teaching girls to surf is more than simply sport. It's providing them with a healthy, positive lifestyle.
I got a bunch of razz, like you're just out here to see the guys, what's up with you? And I really did get a lot of razz. But then they saw my determination, that I wasn't giving up and I wasn't just trying my boyfriend's board. I was really determined. And the more grief I got about it, the more it made me want to surf. And then they totally took me on, and it's got the nickname Gidget, and they watched out for me, and they back off, Ann's got the wave, let her go, and cheered me on, and they've continued to watch me go through the contests and all of it. So it was a really great support.
I helped to start a group actually called It's a Girl Thing, and that's because I cared about all these young girls that were now learning to surf, but just hanging out on the point. And I wanted to get them involved in something else more positive than just hanging out and partying.
Santa Cruz surfers have always been inventive. They designed wetsuits and sleeker boards, all the better to ride the waves. Their innovation made them successful surfers, and now that same innovation is making some of them successful entrepreneurs. Ironically, some surfers who were bucking the establishment in the 60s became the heads of successful surf industries. But just as family was central to the surfing culture, family also plays an important role in the surfing business. Jack O'Neill invented the wetsuit and is founder of the O'Neill Surf Shop.
My first shop in Santa Cruz was down at Kyle's Beach, where there's a big hotel now. That used to be a huge vacant lot, and I had a little shop there. It was a real estate shack, and that's where I started out. And it was quite a focal point. I have seven children, and most of them are in Santa Cruz. They're the keys at the company now. I am just about out of the company. I'm completely out of the day by day. And Pat's taken over as CEO and president, and he's doing a great job.
Peter Mell grew up in his father's surf shop. The Mells were one of the first surfing families of Santa Cruz.
Freeline Design started a couple months before I was born. They moved here in the summer of 69. I was born that winter. So it's been my life since I was born, since I was raised. I crawled around in Freeline Design, and I'm still there. Freeline Design makes surfboards, sailboards, longboards, shortboards. We kind of specialize in custom designs. Anything you want to ride in the ocean, we'll make.
But as Santa Cruz grows, more garbage, cars, and sewage threaten to destroy the natural beauty of the coast. Surfers have gotten sick from the waste dumped into the Pacific. A polluted ocean will not only mean the end of surfing, but it will also jeopardize the Santa Cruz community as a whole.
Gosh, when I used to come down here, there's a place out at the point here. It was called Sewer Peak. It's still called Sewer Peak. It's a real hot wave. The wave just jumps up on that. And the best surfers are out there. And that used to be, before the wetsuits, that was nice, warm, brown spot. We kind of thought we were tough in those days.
And then there's the question of the red tide. The changing waters of the Pacific coast are breeding these invading and sometimes dangerous algae. Red tide can sicken the surfers, causing respiratory problems and threatening other forms of native sea life.
Yeah, I just find it fascinating that the red tide has been in so much of the summer. And I was just curious if it's global warming, the trends of the whole water warming up that's causing this continuous bloom. I'm not a biologist, but it is interesting that it's changing here.